Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
It's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now here he is, the man who wakes up in the morning wrapped tightly in his bedclothes. You know, he sleeps like a top. Smiley Burnett!
Oh, yeah. Joe, you ought to sleep well. You lie easy. I took my girl the other night to see an Errol Flynn picture.
Uh-huh.
Oh, was she thrilled. She says, look at that swashbuckler. Isn't he wonderful? I said, yeah, I could be a swashbuckler, too. She said, yeah, the only difference is where he swashes, you buckle. Listen, that Doug Dalton, he don't go out much, does he?
No.
Huh? I took him out to dinner to the Smoke Cafe the other night, and you know, they brought some soup, and Doug, he finally ate it kind of minced over a little bit. Yeah. Then he eyed the salad, and he ate all of it kind of slow, and when they brought him a lobster, that was all. You know what he said? He said, listen, waiter, I'll drink your dishwater, eat your garbage, but I ain't gonna eat that big red bug now. I visited over at Roy Lanham's house last week, and Roy's wife was so happy, she said, look, Smiley, look at the new furniture in this room. Ain't it nice? And I furnished it with soap coupons. I asked her what was in the other rooms, and she said, well, they're all full of soap.
You ain't done me wrong. Fooey on you. Fooey on you. I'm gonna pack up. I've been around too long. Maybe you'll get a kick. Gotta raise the loving for pastime. Maybe we're gonna part. Cause you stepped on my heart for the last time. Fooey on you. Fooey on you. This is the finish.
Liked all that guitar picking in the middle there. That was really good. And say for something good, folks, how's about you just listen now and we're going to have a word from our sponsor.
Thank you.
listen. Come here. Gather around now.
Yeah, all right.
Well, sir, all of you folks that listen to this radio broadscatter of ours regular, you hear me talking about old Charlie McQuarrie. Well, no doubt a lot of you said, now, that's just some name that old Smiley's concocted.
Yeah,
and there probably ain't nobody really by that name. But you're wrong. Charlie McQuarrie is probably one of my closest friends. He's an old boy, an old country boy, long, tall, about 6'3", from down Adams Station, Tennessee. Come out here to California, and I liked him so well, he's my fishing crony. And he's here in the studio today, and I want you all to meet him. Friends, it's Charlie McQuarrie. Come here, Tennessee.
Hello, Smiley.
Well,
hello,
I'm glad you had time to come over and see us. How's working, anyhow?
Well, working ain't too good this time of year, you know.
Oh?
Fact is, when I left the house, the kid was eating a putty out of the window.
Well, you see, Charlie, Charlie McQuarrie is... not only my friend, but my stand-in and double on all those Durango Kid pictures. Really, he's the worst in the world, but I like to have him around. He's never there when you need him, but... he's the biggest liar next to me in the world, too, I'll tell you that. How's about, unlimbering one of those dog stories of yours for my friends today, Charlie?
Well, Smiley, you know, you told me to come over here and tell you a lie.
Yeah?
But I rode horseback 17 miles, and I don't figure a man should ride horseback 17 miles.
Well,
tell
the truth. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth, Charlie, by all means.
I'm going to tell you about old Nicodemus. You know that old bird dog of mine.
Yeah?
Folks from the city would bring out them pedigreed dogs.
Yeah?
And he'd look at me, and they'd give off a long string of names, and he'd just look at me so sorrowful-like, so I finally decided... that Nick had to have a pedigree.
Yeah, so you got a pedigree.
Yeah, his name is Nicodemus, Charles Jr., Sam Pete, Oz Brooks, McQuarrie the II. Well, you know, Nick, he's one of the most Bob hunting.
Bob White hunters?
Yeah, quail
yeah.
hunters.
Quail hunters, yeah.
I haven't had any in so long, I forgot how to say it. Well, me and him was walking down the street one day, and there's a stranger walked by.
Yeah.
So this stranger, when he walked by, old Nick just hauled loose and pointed right in the middle of town.
He did. Pointed the stranger.
Pointed the stranger. Well, I didn't think nothing about it, and some of them fellas that had bird dogs that wasn't good as old Nick, they just laughed at him pointing that stranger right in the middle of town. So I didn't think much about it, and next day we was walking downtown,
yeah.
And here come that stranger again.
Yeah.
Old Nick froze on a point right in the middle of town.
That's good. What else, McQuarrie?
Well, I went over to him, and I said, Mister, there's something peculiar about you. And he says, what? And I said, there must be. I says, my dog points you right in the middle of town. He said, well, I don't know what it is. He says, I'm just a lightning rod and weather vane salesman. I love them. So I said, well, I don't know what it is either. I said, what's your name? He says, my name is Robert White. He says, my friends call me Bob.
Oh! listen, now, if you had a little request here, what would you like to have?
Probably some fiddling music, huh?
Yeah, I like some fiddling sawing and hold down in it.
McQuarrie, thanks so much for coming over. Darn your old soul, we tickled to death to have you. Play
thank
the music
you,
for old Charlie. McQuarrie. Boys, I'm going to sing. Here we go. Oh, I'm a sucker for a bargain. I can't pass up something cheap. Now, if I get an extra one for buying three or four, I bite on every offer, even if I wind up poor. Oh, I'm a sucker for a bargain. Just cut the price, you'll find me at your feet. You make the deal and we'll do biz. I may not know just what it is, but I'm a sucker for a bargain. I like to buy 'em when it's cheap with no down payment. I like to buy 'em when it's cheap. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I was down to Duval's bargain store and say, what do you think?
What?
I bought 4 dozen ironing boards in the trap for catching mink.
You did?
I don't know what to do with them.
Why did you buy?
Well, the clerk said they were bargains and they're usually pretty high. Oh, I'm a sucker for a bargain. I can't pass up something cheap.
eat, he can't resist it.
Now if I get an extra one for buying three or four, I bite on every offer, even if I wind up poor. Oh, I'm a sucker for a bargain.
That's right.
Cut the price, you'll find me at your feet.
He means it.
You make a deal and we'll do biz. I may not know just what it is, but I'm a sucker for a bargain. I like to buy him when it's cheap.
When he's got money.
I like to buy him when it's cheap, cheap, cheap. Oh, I like to buy him when it's cheap.
Well, folks, the Whippoorwills and Sweet George Brown, all of us, had a mighty good time here today. We're all going to leave and go.
Hey, Smiley, I've got to get out of here fast. Tell me, what's the quickest way over to St. Luke's Hospital?
The quickest way to St. Luke's Hospital?
Yeah.
Just close your eyes and cross Sunset Boulevard, bud. You'll get there. Folks, we got to go. This is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.